Dr. Randy Carlson here in the Intentional Living Center. And you know, every day we come into the studio with one goal, and that's to encourage you and help you and help you live through the story that you're facing, maybe difficulty in your marriage or your family or personal life. And if I can just be as vulnerable as possible, we've got a heartbreak but hope to share with you today. From me, from our Carlson family in particular, our story, a new story, has begun for us. And so I thought, and I was sharing with Don, I just wanted to come and be in the studio today and be with you all live on the air. And I come as a friend and a father today to ask you to join us as a family and as a ministry here to pray for our son, Evan. Evan's our oldest. He's the president of the ministry and been doing a great job for the last 7, 8 years or more, leading the ministry into the next generation of impact. He loves the Lord, loves his family. And Evan, just several days ago, maybe a little over a week, maybe 10 days ago, he experienced to us just an enormously rare and serious immune reaction to just a common virus, and has been hospitalized since. He's receiving excellent care. We're encouraged, and we're encouraged that he will be moving toward a full recovery. Your prayers for Evan and for his entire family, his wife, Kelly, and his two precious daughters, our granddaughters, two of our granddaughters, would be deeply appreciated. You know, the ministry here of Intentional Living, our Intentional Life Media and Family Life Radio, boy, it is operating so smoothly because we have such a dedicated, talented, and unified staff and board of directors, assuring that everything will continue without interruption. And we're all anxious and excited for Evan's return. And in fact, I talked to his wife today, and I believe that Evan might even be listening to the radio. So we love you, Evan. Be there soon. Turn it off if it sounds like too much work, right? Because that can happen too, right? He's thinking about all the things he wants to do. And so we're asking for your prayer. And our team, I'll tell you what, we got the best team in the world here. And we have a prayer wall. And I would invite you to come and maybe share a word of encouragement or a prayer for Evan. You can go to our prayer wall. Family Life Radio has one, Intentional Living as well. At theintentionallife.com, you can go to the bottom of the homepage and then click on prayer wall and pray for Evan. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I just, you know, if you indulge me today, what would be an encouragement to me and my wife, because we've had a few days to sort of absorb the hit of this thing, but we're finding comfort in Scripture. And I know you all have, many of you have been through your own story. And I told the staff right at the beginning, our story is more important than your story. We all have a story. And what would be encouraging, I think, to me, and maybe even Evan listening today and to others in the family, if you have a verse that has comforted you, encouraged you, I could use it. We could use it. I know all of our family and team here. So you're welcome. I'd love to have you call, and Stephen and Teresita will get you lined up, and I'd like to hear just your verse and why it's important to you. Call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, okay? Let me share a verse that, it's a really practical verse, and one that has been encouraging to me, because I tend to be the type that like to get things done and control things and realize there are times in life you can't control much. And so this is one of those. And Paul tells us in Philippians 4, he says, listen, don't be anxious about anything. In fact, he says, be anxious for nothing. And I've always read that and said, thank you, Paul. That's not helpful, you know, because we're human beings, but it is helpful because he goes on to say, and I've been teaching this, three things, Paul says, with prayer, petition, and thanksgiving. Boy, that's a powerful triple punch, isn't it? Bring everything to God, Paul says, and then the peace of God will follow. And I teach on the platform. I teach in my conferences, teach on the radio, that much of God's peace and experiencing hope, we're talking about experiencing hope, is really dependent upon us being obedient and learning, in this case, to say, God, we're praying, and we do, petitioning, asking, and then with thanksgiving, God, thank you for what you're doing. The doctors have said early on, in fact, one of the doctors said three times, this is amazing how quickly he's responding to things, and of course, we give God the credit for it. So enough about us. We'd like to hear you tell us, share a verse that you can find encouraging, that's been helpful to you in your journey in life, and we can share it with everybody, be in this together. All right, we only have a half hour, so give us a call. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
If we're going to be a mission and a ministry to help people find the purpose, right, live their purpose and then finish strong, and a part of that is not having a dream for your life or having goals for your life, because we all know that those are things that we're supposed to be doing, what does God have to say about this, and what can we learn from Scripture that'll be very practical when it comes to setting goals and having a dream for your marriage and your family and your relationships and so on. Thank you for your calls. They're coming in. We're going to get you on the air here as soon as we can to hear your stories. I do want to say this, you know, that you heard that clip. We at the ministry here, we have a goal, and we sit down and talk regularly about our mission. Our mission is really clear, that we would live intentionally in Christ. And boy, you know, when you go through crises, boy, the intentional living is huge in Him, and that's what we practice. And I want to say a thank you to those of you who are so faithfully praying for us as a ministry, talking about the ministry now, and for your encouragement in your practical financial support. We appreciate that. It means a lot. If you'd like to know more about the ministry or go to the prayer wall or what have you, just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. If you want to talk to me and share that verse that's made a difference in your life from God's word, give us a call at 888-888-1717.
Hello, my name's Charles, and I just wanted to leave a message. I've been a worrying all my life about stuff, and since I was 9 years old, I developed a full-blown ulcer, worrying. And I think in the past 24 hours, just listening to Family Life Radio, I've learned from God's word that I have nothing to worry about, because God is right here with me right now. I just want to thank Family Life Radio for just knowing what we feel. I'm not sure how you know, but you know. And thank Dr. Randy's teaching. And that's it. I'm not worrying no more. Thank you so much.
You know, that fits in with that verse, doesn't it? To be anxious for nothing, but in everything, in prayer, with petition and thanksgiving. And it's interesting how Paul lays that out for us. There's three things there. In everything, in prayer, boy, our prayer life. You know, I find even for myself, the prayer life kind of goes up when the problems go up. They kind of go up, and it's easy for the prayer life to go down when things seem to be moving smoothly. But Paul reminds us constantly that in prayer and petition, supplication is even what it says in one of the versions, where supplication is not just a petition, but it's almost a, God, we need you. It's almost an urgency in prayer, an urgency in request. And I know some of you've been through it. Maybe you've sat at the bedside of someone that you love and your family member, or whatever, and God, heal them or touch them. And God has different answers to things. We ultimately, it's His will, right, and everything. And then it's like he turns the corner and Paul says, but be thankful. There's a power in this thing of being thankful and learning to be thankful for what God is doing in our life. That's huge. All right. Again, if you have a verse, the lines are busy and Teresita's taking your calls, we'll get you on here. 888-888-1717. First to Georgia. Janice, welcome to the show.
Randy.
Thank you.
Dr. Randy, you bless us every day with your encouragement. And
thank
it's
you.
Such a blessing to be able to talk to you and give you encouragement.
Thank you.
So I'm driving down the road in Georgia, and the Lord reminds me of this verse in Psalms. I can't think of the numbers, but I know that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Mm-hmm.
And then another Psalms, bless my people. Bless mm-hmm. our inheritance. Shepherd them and bear them up forever.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those verses always.
Amen.
Have given me strength.
Thank
so,
you, Jim.
I know he'll be well, but you have to give God time.
Thank
or
you.
To do that when you're a controlling person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's not easy, Janice. And the tears that you're, thank you, and that's precious. We've had ours, too. And they come and go, and that's the experience. And again, we're hopeful, and the doctors are doing a great job, and Evan is getting stronger every day, and we're excited about that. But it's a reminder, you know, it's a reminder to us about what does it mean to be intentional in terms of understanding what the scripture teaches. And those two verses, Janice, are very encouraging to us. Thank you for sharing those. And again, I know I'm taking the show today to be pretty personal with you, and I thank you for letting me indulge you with that. If you have a word of encouragement or prayer for Evan, you can do it on our website as well. We got a prayer wall at theintentionallife.com. Just go to the bottom of the homepage there and then click on the prayer wall, and it'll be there for you. Okay, let me go to, am I in line two? All right, let me go to Tim, I think this is Tim. Tim, is this you?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Stewart.
There you go. Thank you, Tim.
From New Mexico.
Thank you. Go right ahead.
So the verse that's always helped me in my life is, it's not really a verse, it's the whole chapter, Psalms 136. There's a verse in there that every other line it says, His love endures forever.
Mm-hmm.
That just, it always encourages me that His love is always going to be there, no matter what.
You've been through some stuff. You got a story too, I bet.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I think
everybody does.
Yeah, everybody does, and the scripture becomes more precious the more real the story is, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, Tim, for sharing that.
Absolutely, thank you for all you do.
We'll stay at
it's
it.
It's always a blessing to listen to you all day long.
Thank you.
I'm in my truck all day, so I listen to you all day.
Well, our promise is it's going to continue. We got a great staff, and we're all anxious for Evan to get back here so he can get to work. Right now, that is the last thing on his mind. But thank you, Tim, for sharing that from New Mexico. All right, let's take another quick break. We'll be back. We're going to just take another few minutes on today's show to hear a verse or two that have been encouraging to you, and thank you for it. 888-888-1717.
Are you chasing the dream you built for your life or the dream God has for you? In Dr. Randy's teaching titled, Finding a Dream Worth Pursuing, you'll learn how to move from building your own plans to discovering and living the dream God created just for you.
The greatest satisfaction on any measurement, we're talking about happiness, satisfaction, joy, contentment, whatever, in your marriage, in your job, in your parenting, in your finances, comes to those who are living the dream, which is God's dream.
Support Intentional Living with a monthly gift today, and you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special opportunity. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you for your support, and thank you, Kurt, for that reminder. Your support's making a difference. Intentional Living on the air today to remind us that when we live our lives intentionally for Christ, better things happen.
Well, you know, I have worked for, I'm 71, and I never thought I had a purpose. And I got thinking about my past jobs. I have been a preschool teacher, I did in-home care, and now I deliver groceries to people. So I've always helped people.
Yeah, so your purpose, you're a person that's wired to really serve and care for people.
Yeah, and I never thought of it that way until today when I was listening to your show.
Well, I'm glad you tuned in then, Claudia. Do you listen regularly, or did you just stumble across this today?
Oh, no, I listen every day. I always like your program.
That's why we're here, and God bless you for being a part of Intentional Living today. If you've just joined us on the radio show, we're live from our Intentional Living studio. And by the way, we're going to get back to sort of our regular format again tomorrow, but I wanted to come in live in the studio today to share with you that, you know, as I said at the beginning of the show, every family, you all have stories. And one of the things that we love doing here at the ministry is hearing your story, how God is there for you and standing with you and encouraging you through difficulties in your life. And as I told the staff, it's sort of like you're either going into a crisis or coming out of a crisis, right? That's just the way life is. And the Carlson family. Our son, Evan, many of you know him. You've been involved in our lives over the years. He's a great dad, husband, leader, strong leader, the president of our ministry for the last number of years. And I'll tell you what, he experienced, literally woke up with a rare and serious immune reaction. Something was just, they determined was a common virus of some sort. And ended up in the hospital. He's receiving excellent care. We're encouraged that he's moving toward a full recovery. It's going to take time. Your prayers for Evan and for the entire family is just so deeply appreciated. In fact, we have a prayer wall. We pray for thousands of people all the time. And if you could go there and post something, we'd appreciate it. Just go to theintentionallife.com. The ministry is blessed. We have such a great, I was with the staff this morning for Family Life Radio and Intentional Living. We got great people, men and women who love the Lord. They're unified. We got a great board. We got talented people. And that is such a comfort because we're assured that the ministry is going to continue without any interruption because we got so many great people. We're just all anxious and waiting for Evan's return. And I was sharing that Paul's verse in Philippians 4 had been such an encouragement to me that I just wanted to hear from some of you all, verses that have made a difference in your life, maybe when you've gone through a difficult time. So let me go to Desiree in New Mexico. Hi, Desiree.
Hi there.
Hi, appreciate it.
Dr. Randy.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Tell me, what's your verse?
The verse that I have is Psalms 46:5, which is, the way that I shortened it is just, God is within her, she will not fail. And so I actually have a tattoo with that on my wrist just to kind of remind me that whatever I'm going through, God is there and I won't fail because he always fights my battles.
What are some things that you could share that made you do that, put that on your wrist?
Oh, goodness.
What is it?
So many things. I had kids at a very young age. I had my oldest daughter at 18. I had another daughter at 20, so I had two kids before I was 21. Where I am now turned into a very ugly situation with my now ex. But about 5 years ago now, during COVID, he took them from me and made false horrifying allegations of abuse, took my kids from me. And I haven't seen them now for about 5 years. And he manipulated them against me. They won't talk to me. They won't reach out to me or respond to me ever. And they're now almost 18 and 16. So that's been really hard because they're teenagers and I haven't been able to see them.
Mm-hmm. Well, Desiree, I know that there'll be people praying for you as they're praying for us. We all have different, it seems like different paths and different stories. And that verse, Psalm 46:5, is certainly one that'll be comforting. Thinking about tattoo, I don't have a tattoo, but that would be a good one, wouldn't it? But tattooed on our hearts should be God's word constantly, that he walks with us no matter what we're facing in life. Thank you, Desiree, for your transparency and for sharing with us a little more of what God has been doing in your life. We appreciate it.
Hi, my name is Liz, and since listening to your radio station, I wanted to just say that my entire life has changed. I have a different opinion and a different attitude towards, you know, how I run my life and manage my life. The intentional living is that I recognize that God has blessed me financially and spiritually with my family. I think the intentional living part for me is that I'm finding ways to give back to my community and making that an intentional part of what I do every day.
Thank you, Ruth. Be intentional in reaching your community. You know, the Bible says that real Christian love is loving God and loving your neighbor, reaching out to those in need. And when we do that in Jesus' name, what an impact that makes, that's for sure. All right, let me go to Patricia, is in Georgia. Georgia, a beautiful place. And Patricia, thank you for calling today.
Thank you.
What's on your heart? What's a verse that's been important to you?
Phase two. The Lord is my shepherd. It's been playing with my mind all day. So I just go with that part of Psalm 23.
Yeah. You know, and it's interesting that that passage, Patricia, talks about, you know, lying in green pastures. There's a sense of peace, right? The Lord is my shepherd, and I'm not going to want. And he's with us, as that chapter says, in good days and bad days, challenges, but he's with us. And a very, of course, very well-known and often quoted part of Scripture, as we hear the fact that God walks with us through every potential challenge in our life, that's for sure. Again, if you want to, by the way, we're going to go back. We'll be back in our regular format tomorrow, and we'll be talking about some things about family and marriage and things that'll be where you are and helping you live intentionally. We're here committed to continuing on to make a difference, and we're thankful for you joining us with us today in your prayer support. And if you'd like to do that, you can go to our website to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Go to the prayer wall, and you can post your thoughts and your prayers there.
I did not know how to communicate with my wife. Almost 6 years, we were not intimate in any way, shape, or form. So then I sat down with her and talked to her about it, and now for the past month, it's like a whole new relationship and a whole new marriage. Thanks for everything that you do, and I can say for sure that being intentional with your program saved my marriage.
Well, that's why we're here. You know, we're going to get back into topics where you all live. Tomorrow on the show. Today, it's just thank you for your indulgence and allowing me just to share a little bit of our life. We've been doing ministry for a lot of years, and our goal is always every day, every time we turn this microphone on, we want to help you going through your story and what you're challenged with and what you're facing. And sometimes that reverses, and we need you. And the fact that you're standing with us, and so many of you praying for us and standing with the ministry during this time has meant an awful lot to us. We're going to be wrapping up the show in a moment, but I'd like to remind you that when you call us, you can leave a comment on our storyline as well. And I'd love to hear some maybe verses, some stories, some intentional moments in your life that have made a difference when you call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, to be a part of that, of the ministry today. And when you do, you're making a difference. And God bless you for being a part, you know, of the Intentional Living Ministry.
A couple years ago, I accidentally turned to your station, and it has helped both me and my husband come to Christ. And its message has really, really helped us through the past 2 years through financial and family problems. And through you guys, we have helped my mother-in-law, and I just had a baby a year ago, and it's really helped me with that.
Oh, wow. Listen, we're about out of time here. And Jennifer, I know that your heart is a Jennifer is in charge of all of the engineering that keeps the radio show going every day. Plus, she has a whole another full-time part of the ministry she's involved with. But you've experienced a few things in life, too, Jennifer. And I know that God's word has been important to you. What's a verse that's touched your heart?
I have. As we all have, and my heart goes to, of course, you, Dr. Randy, and Evan, and your whole family. Isaiah 41:10 is a good one, I think. So it says, do not fear. So mm-hmm. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Mm-hmm. I will strengthen you and help you. And he is with us all the time. And I feel like my faith just grows and grows, and we've all been through things. I'm sorry that your family's experiencing a hard time right now, but we all love you guys, and we're here for you.
Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate it. You can probably hear the staff in the background. Instead of calls coming through here, they're praying with people. And that's why we're here. That's why this ministry exists, and will continue. We'll continue every day. All right, we got to wrap up the show today. We're gonna be coming back tomorrow, and our topic is going to be who we are before we do something. In the book of Ephesians, the first three chapters really focus on who we are, our being in Christ. And then the last three chapters focus on the doing in our walk with Christ. And we're going to get into that tomorrow. It's a fascinating study. And we're going to be hearing calls of people all around the country. I'd love to have you be a part of it. Again, if you want to share a story with us on our comment line or story line, give us a call, 888-888-1717, press number 2, and we'd love to hear from you. So from the Carlson family, for our son and family, thank you for your prayers and for being a part of the ministry and for indulging us in this half hour. I'll be back again tomorrow. I'll see you then.